Cuba protester slams Bernie, Ock, you don't see Americans going to Cuba on a raft. By Jacob Bliss on July 18, 2021. A child of Cuban refugees, who joined hundreds outside the White House on Saturday to demand President Joe Biden aid protesters there, condemned Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, for their favorable stances on socialism. It doesn't work, Barbara, the daughter of Cuban refugees, told Breitbart News about communism. That is why we don't want it in this country, and that is why we are fighting. It's not a Cuban people problem. This is a problem for everyone in this country. For everyone that can easily be affected by communism. Latin America, South America, you do not want this. She explained the reason her husband came to the United States from Cuba is because there are no basic rights on the island. Barbara said, being in the U.S., we take it for granted. It scared me when you have people on the left, here, saying how perfect communism is. How you have the Bernie Sanders, Ox try to implement those stupid laws like, they, heaven, Cuba, that's why we're here, she said. You don't see Americans going to Cuba on a raft. I can't even believe we're in a situation that we're so close to communism in this country. It's sad. It's really, really sad, all these people around the world. It's not just here in Washington, it's not in Miami, she explained. The entire world is protesting. Somebody needs to wake up. Somebody needs to do something. It's too much, and nothing's being done. And it needs to stop because it's just like a cancer. It just grows and grows, and then, there's no stopping it. And we need to stop communism now, and I think if we stop it now in this country, it will be a different world, Barbara said. Additionally, she said everyone should do their own research on Cuba and its bloody history since 1959, when Fidel Castro seized the island. She posed the question, if communism is so great, wouldn't it sustain itself? Saturday's White House protests also featured a die-in in which adults and children dressed in young pioneer uniforms. The outfits reserved for children who excel at communist indoctrination classes in school, and covered in blood lay on the ground to symbolize those under communist oppression. Some of the signs surrounding the die-in said, you're sitting by while we die. Another sign read, Cuba's blood is on your hands.